For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
Congratulations. It is a good day.
Yes. Oh. You're almost 38.
Wow.
37. 37 and my birthday's tomorrow. Nobody celebrates the eve of the birthday, right? It's not like Christmas
Eve. You celebrate birthday. You just need to celebrate. When you start getting older, that's when you know you start becoming crotchety, when you stop celebrating your birthday.
Yeah, you got to celebrate in and celebrate out. I did that for a year, and look at my face. Do I look as old as I am?
Not at all.
Oh, yeah. See?
That's Obie, a good looking young face. Don't look a day over 35.
Okay, thanks. I'll take that.
Do it.
Anyways, it's going to be a fantastic morning. Yes, as we gear up for the birthday tomorrow, we hope not to get in trouble too, because this time last year, we were cooking bacon and eggs here in the studio, which, by the way, seemed innocent.
On a griddle.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was no alcohol even that we were chugging.
No. And it was a great idea for you guys to do that for me. However, we ended up getting into big trouble with the multi-million dollar studios that we have here in the
smoke
building.
Not okay.
Up.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we had last year. Tomorrow's going to be a fun adventure. Let's talk about today, though.
Yes.
Because at 7:10 today, Mr. Alan Jackson himself is doing a concert.
May 11th in Tampa at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. So you know you've been down there for all the big shows, Florida Georgia Line, Luke Bryan, all that. So Alan Jackson, he's going to be there. And all week long in the O-Town Showdown, those are the tickets we got for you.
All right, and then let's talk about that money. K92.3's Country Cash Grab. 8 o'clock is your first chance to win out of the four times that you win. So that's $4,000 that we give away every single day except for Thursdays, where we bump it up to $5,000.
Yeah.
So again, what would you do with that money? Slater.
What would I? I got a baby on the way. Everything's got to go to the baby.
Okay, Ashley.
Pay off bills.
That's fun.
Yep.
Me, new trolling motor for the pontoon boat.
Oh, okay.
Bam. Okay. So, what would you do with your money? It's yours to be had. And then Ashley's all access right around the corner here.
Caleb Lee from Ormond Beach was on The Voice last night. How did he do? We'll let you hear it next.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's all access.
We've been following along a local guy here from Ormond Beach. His name is Caleb Lee on The Voice. He was in the top 12 last night, and they just performed last night. So there was voting afterwards, but as part of the performances, there was another girl, one of the contestants, Bryn Cartelli. By the way, she literally just turned 15 years old and has a voice like this.
Goodness.
I mean, and watching her, she does not look 15. Like, no. She is so mature and like seemed like groomed already, you know, like as far as the business goes. And then so Caleb Lee then also performed last night as part of the top 12. He's the guy from Ormond Beach, and he did Lone Star's Amazed. Just keeps
I will say that last night's song choices were really sucky.
Yeah, just in general with all of them. Because
it's kind of ballads. Yeah. It was like a night of ballads.
Even the coaches said something along the lines of that. Just like that, okay, well, those were the song choices maybe weren't the best to make them pop and their voices shine. But anyways, there you go. That's The Voice. We'll see what happens tonight. And as the votes came in on that. Also, Blake Shelton, this is kind of funny. He was asked about Luke Bryan officiating his wedding, if he and Gwen were to get married, and this is what he had to say about that.
You know, Luke's not even a legitimate country artist, much less like somebody that can marry people, you know what I'm saying?
The two of them, I swear, it is like the weirdest. They talk so much trash on each other. Like, I've never heard two people talk so much trash about each other and be supposedly kidding.
You know what's funny is that at the end of the day, what's going to happen is that they're going to end up in a real feud.
I know.
They kind of have to now, though, right? I know they have for years, but, like, American Idol and The Voice.
Totally.
It's East Coast, West Coast.
It's playing the part. Yeah,
for sure. Oh, and then get this. Richard Gere, who I think in one of our past topics that we've talked about, like,
gerbils? We're not allowed to talk about that.
Gerbils?
No! He loves animals.
He secretly married his 35-year-old girlfriend, and he's 68.
Good.
Right? apparently they were dating for 4 years and nobody even really knew about it. So there you go. Pretty Woman scenario, maybe?
There is something about that money that makes an old man look better.
No, that's not a Pretty Woman scenario. That would mean she would be a prostitute.
Have you seen that movie?
I don't think that's the case.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood. Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
K-82-3.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this is the moment where we take this time to send the national anthem out to a group of individuals this morning. Slater, what'd you say it was?
It's school bus driver day today.
And come on, school bus drivers out there, they don't get all the love that they need.
No kidding.
They're taking all of our precious children from point A to point B in these big vehicles that sometimes aren't the most reliable.
Well, and I've seen like news stories too lately or just within the past few years about, you know, other responsibilities that technically really shouldn't be their responsibilities, but because those kids are in their care at that time, you know. I mean, you see stuff about bullying on school buses and the sad stories about that. I mean, the school bus drivers have to deal with all of that.
Well, and I remember even getting on our school bus, you know, being younger. I remember loving our school bus drivers. And then I remember being on other buses whenever there was like a transfer bus or something and kids making fun of their bus driver and whatnot. And I just thought to myself, man, your bus driver's not cool like ours. Every bus driver's cool. They're doing a job that they freaking, you know, they could be doing anything else. They could be Uber driving.
Yeah.
And driving adults around instead of driving your kids.
Amen.
So to you guys this morning, not only the school bus drivers, but bus drivers in general, thanks for watching our backs too. The national anthem to you.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. That our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
Ashley in the morning
on K-82-3.
Mono, city to city.
Here we
go. Stakes are set.
Here we go.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Brought to you by new Dunkin' Go-To's. Double deals made for go-getters.
Guys, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right, so we're to understand we've got Amber of Satellite Beach.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that.
Basically, the beach in space. Greg of Port Orange.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite Brady.
All right, so guys, we got a chance to say good morning to you. Why don't you neighbors love on each other real quick?
Good morning. Good luck.
I'm ready to take you down.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
I'll give you an A for effort.
Okay, so here's the way it goes. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here.
Oh, that's your show today.
Woo. So this girl right here, she's got three amazing questions for you. The questions, they're not hard because it's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this year's showdown, all right?
All right.
All right, so now on to the buzzer sound. This will be the sound that you make when you think you've got the right answer. Amber, Satellite Beach, what's going to be your sound?
My name is Nyla for my daughter.
Oh, love it.
Nice.
How old is Nyla?
Cute.
She's 6 and a half.
Woo! Oh, love it. All right. Okay. Greg of Port Orange, what's going to be your sound?
Mine's going to be Greg for my son.
Oh, you got a junior?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Junior. He'll be graduating this year. He'll be 18 on the 14th of May.
What? 18? Oh, you got yourself a man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey,
Dad. Yeah. All right. Okay. So, guys, let's get their sounds one more time for everybody just joining us. We've got Amber of Satellite Beach.
Nyla.
Greg of Port Orange.
Greg.
Guys, let's get ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number one. What sweet food made by bees using nectar from flowers?
Nyla.
Amber.
That's honey.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so Greg of Port Orange, you need at least one to stay in the game.
Okay.
Question two. Name the school that Harry Potter attended.
Oh, man.
Nyla.
Amber, go ahead.
Is it Hogwarts? Oh, yeah! Oh,
yeah! Oh, yeah!
You're a wizard, Harry.
Oh, congratulations, Amber. All you need is two in a row in this game to be the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
You're going to see Alan Jackson May 11th in Tampa, right?
All right.
Woo! Wow. Now, Greg of Port Orange, this is our favorite part. She gets the tickets, but we all get to be a part of this air hug right here. Come here. Bring it in, Greg.
It's all good. It's all good. Come on.
Get in here. Yeah. Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K-82-3.
Good morning.
Oh, what is that noise?
This is Baby Lullaby music.
Oh my gosh. Are we talking royal baby stuff right now?
Yes. How about, hold on. First of all, congratulations to the royal couple who now has another baby boy.
Yep, three total now.
Wow.
One daughter.
And, I think it's interesting, though, how Facebook is kind of jumping all over Kate Middleton.
Well, and it's both things. And I saw it yesterday, and it even occurred to me, and not in a negative way, but I was just like, holy crap, she literally supposedly gave birth, like, just hours ago, and she's out walking down the steps, like, looks amazing, her makeup's done, her hair's done. I know, I get it, they're royals, they have everyone to do that for them. And, like, but it's funny, a lot of people's opinions and comments were saying that, like, that's normal. If you have a normal natural birth and the baby's fine and she checks out fine, then that's normal. But I guess, you know, here in the States, it's kind of like they keep you for a little bit longer just in case, 24 hours. But to get up out of the bed, like, I've never seen any of my friends or any moms, like, just get up out of the hospital bed within hours.
No, and out of all three kids that we've had, I will say this, as each kid came, they came easier. So, like, by the time we had Presley, our third, her labor was super easy. I remember going downstairs to get something to eat, and by the time I came upstairs, we were ready to have a baby. I had to put my food down.
Wow. The baby just falls right out. Did you see Uncle Jesse from Full House? John yeah. Stamos' wife, 20-minute childbirth.
Well, and she's that young, and that was wow. their first. I mean, hey. But still, the fact that, yeah, they were saying, like, okay, wow, she looks great walking out there on the stairs, and but when you've got all kinds of help like that, too.
Heck yeah, she's royal, guys. She's a princess. Mm-hmm. She had everybody helping her get out there and look
she's
great.
She's a robot, too, I think.
She's not.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3.
We were just talking about the royals and how they just had their baby. Little baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking about our own scenario in here where we've got Slater and his wife, beautiful wife, pregnant right now. When is the due date?
August 28th.
Love which it, is my best friend's birthday, too.
That is yeah. right around the corner. Don't tell your friend to steal. This guy's having a baby.
Yeah.
Your friend's already been born. Try to steal the limelight.
We just had the 20-week appointment, and that's when you find out the gender, but I don't think we're going to. We got
why?
It in an envelope.
Why don't you think you're going to find out?
Well, okay, so we just found out Prince William and Kate, they didn't find out that it was a boy until it was born, so why do we need to?
Well, wait, did they? I think they did. They just didn't tell the public.
Do you know that?
See, and
yes, I
think...
Yes, I do. Kate told me.
So you're
oh, my God.
You're trying to sway me with that piece,
yes,
that
I think
nugget?
You should find out.
Okay, and here are my feelings. My feelings are is that we agreed that this morning show was an open book. We agreed that we were going to put our personal lives out there, and I think you should do the reveal... Right now.
I don't know what it is. I have it in an envelope on my nightstand.
Are you serious? You don't really know?
No, my wife and I are
you
like...
You guys haven't been looking for the little, little pee-pee in the pictures?
You
in the sonograms?
You can't see that. Like, so, I'm seeing it, and I'm like, I have no idea.
The debate is real, though, right? Like, the debate, the fact that, like, you really don't know if you want to find out or not,
yeah.
I think there's some bonuses. One, how you can decorate the room.
Well, I can't
the people that have a baby shower, they don't know what to buy you if they don't know the gender.
Sure, you just get unisex stuff. A car seat goes for guy or girl, and with my broken leg, I can't decorate the room and paint it and do all that stuff anyway.
We're not going to stop until you agree to reveal the gender on this show. Let's do it tomorrow. All right, since you don't know today,
I guess we'll have to find out.
Can I check with my wife?
Can you do a doctor's appointment too?
You know what? I think it's
fine. Can we call your doctor live on the air and be like, hey, we need to sneak these two in there?
Tomorrow morning, you maybe check with her and see what she says. Since it was up in the air anyways, it's not like it was a definite, like, oh, no, we can't find out.
I think we'll be fine. Now that, honestly, I think everything was hinging on Prince William and Kate knowing ahead of time. So, okay.
All right, we're finding out tomorrow, okay? This time tomorrow, Slater, you promise?
Okay, I'll give you the envelope, okay? Whatever happens.
And we can even talk to Ashley. That way she's included.
Yes, we'll FaceTime her in here and whatnot, so this way we can open that envelope live on the air. This time tomorrow, you'll find out what gender Slater and his wife will be having. Babies love it.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Yeah, Leah. Leah, where are you calling from?
Lake Mary.
Okay, cool. So share your story.
Well, I met this guy at the mall where I work, and we went on a date. He's a great guy, but now he's not calling me back.
Okay. When you say you met him at the mall working, like, do you work in a store, in the food court? How did this happen?
Spencer's Gifts?
Oh.
No. No, I don't work there. I work at a department store.
All right. Okay, cool.
You know, I'm one of those perfume girls.
Yeah.
People to try the perfume.
Yeah.
So that's how we met. He was just walking by, and he asked me out, and...
Hopefully not buying, like, perfume for his girlfriend or anything.
Yeah, that would be weird.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
I just really, he's not answering my calls, so I'd like to know, like, what happened.
Okay, well, listen, all we're going to do is we're going to try to give him a call with the number that you gave us earlier, and let's see if we can't get you guys talking, okay?
All right.
Sorry, tell us his name again. I think you told us.
Arthur.
Okay.
Calling Arthur.
Hello?
Yes, Arthur, please.
Yeah, this is Arthur.
Arthur, good morning. It's Obie and Ashley.
Good morning.
We're morning radio show hosts at the big station here in town, K92.3.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Oh.
Okay, do you know what the second date update is?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, that makes everything a lot easier because you are on the second date update.
We don't want to freak you out.
No way.
Hopefully, you know who we're talking about. If you already know that we're asking about second date update and it's not like a number of girls, we're specifically talking about Leah.
Leah, yes. Wow. Well, what's going on?
Can you help us and Leah to understand why you're not calling her back anymore?
Gosh.
Is it on purpose?
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised that she called you guys, because I feel like she could have a number of guys if she wanted to, but I guess that's flattering.
Okay, why?
Yeah.
I was heading into the mall through this department store, and she was at the perfume counter, and she was really cute and flirting with me, and I just turned back and did something I don't usually do and asked her out, and... Well, we went out to dinner, and then she was talking about all the other sales she made that day with guys she was flirting with, and like she's on commission, and it's so easy, and I just realized, okay, that's a turnoff. I can't date somebody who flirts for a living.
Yeah, but Arthur, hold on. All she does is spray people with perfume.
Well, she's got this strategy that she goes through. Like, she knows how to work. If she sprays her neck, she has them smell it.
Wait
right
a minute.
Under their nose.
Is this what worked on you, though?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so why don't we do this, Arthur, okay? We don't want to have anybody's feelings hurt, so let's bring Leah into this conversation. Leah.
Hey.
Right. Hi.
So, you know I work on commission, right?
Yeah, you made that pretty
like,
clear.
This is how I make my money. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
But, I mean... How many times a day do you get asked out by guys?
Like, guys do ask. Yeah, they do. They ask me out a lot, but I usually don't say yes.
This is true. She only went out with you, Arthur, right, Leah? It's not like you're going out on a bunch of dates.
No, I really, not lately. I mean, I do flirt for a living. That is how I try to make my sales.
If we were going out, I couldn't imagine you going to work and imagine you doing that all day. Like, that would drive me crazy.
Wow.
It's not like I'm stripping or something. I'm just spraying perfume. I don't get it. It's not that serious.
Right.
Having guys, like, right in your neck, I don't know.
Yeah, but
I don't know why that makes my skin crawl too, as like a potential lover, you know? Like, I don't want other guys.
She's not into them though. She's going out with you, and she even reached out to a radio station to get a hold of you.
Who do you think buys the perfume for the women? Their husbands, boyfriends.
That's true.
Who buys it. They want to see how it smells on them.
I don't know. Some guys maybe just trying to get a free whiff.
Okay, well, then she can slap them.
No, hey, you would be surprised. Some guys are really picky about, you know, the way their women dress and how they smell. So I'm just helping them out.
Okay, Arthur, what do you say?
She's a pretty girl. How can you know that they're not just trying to get in there?
Wow.
They could be. I mean, they could be, but
she's not letting them.
Who I sell to.
I would do it, actually.
Yeah?
I'd be willing to keep this conversation going, yeah.
Okay,
so at least keep the conversation going. Leah, you okay with that?
Yeah, so this time, Arthur, are you going to answer your phone and my text?
Ooh.
And yes. Let me prove it to you.
As soon as we get off with these guys.
Thanks, guys.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update
on K92.3.
Here we are. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right, so there was an interesting scenario there with the second date update where the girl was flirting. And you know what? I feel bad because some people do have to flirt to sell.
Well, and I don't even know that it was, like, flirting. I think it's, like, there's a fine line between being friendly, especially as a female, first of all. I hate to even get on that soapbox, but seriously, just because we're being nice to you does not mean we're into you.
What if you laugh at our jokes and put your hand on our shoulder and then cock your head back? Like,
that's flirting.
That's gotta
be. I think,
like,
if she's, like, touching you and, yeah.
But she's spraying this, like, on her inner thigh or on her neck and then expecting that we're not supposed to be intrigued.
Oh, my God. Inner thigh. Okay, so 844-254-9232. Can we talk about flirting? Okay, it's chime time. Let's talk about flirting, especially if you're in a relationship. Is it okay to flirt? And we get it. There's multiple scenarios. This girl was trying to sell some perfume.
Whoa.
You know, what about you? Flirting, is that okay?
Honestly, like, people are people, and they got to do what they got to do. But as long as he doesn't flirt in front of me, that's fine.
True.
Oh, wow. That's a big point. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to handle it if my wife were flirting right in front of my face.
Yeah, but, I mean, is he doing anything intentional behind the back with the flirting, or it's just harmless?
Well, I am a huge flirt, and I love it, and it's fun. And when I'm in a relationship, I can't help it. I don't even know that I'm doing it, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to break a promise to my person.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, so, you're well-spoken. Love it. Love it so much. Thank you for chiming in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right, what about you? Flirting? Is that a problem?
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Brown. It's Chime Time with Obie and Ashley.
You heard him.
It's Chime Time. 844-254-9232. Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Having a Chime Time right now about whether or not it's okay to flirt. Who's this?
It's Paige.
Hey.
Come on, Paige.
Hey. I think, especially if you get in front of someone, it's a sign of disrespect to the person you supposedly care about. And if it's a sign of disrespect in front of them, why isn't it a sign of disrespect outside of their view?
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
All right, you guys ready for some Chime Time action?
The chime
right now is it okay to flirt? Okay, you're in a relationship. Yeah. See, for me, I love to flirt because I think it keeps me on point. Does that make sense?
Like,
I don't know.
Point for what?
Well, I think sometimes we need to feel a self-confidence in we still have it. You know what I mean?
Gosh.
That whole, hey, yeah, I still got it.
Is that why you told me I had good hair the other day?
Not flirting with men. Oh, my God. All right, good morning.
Hey, guys, it's Uncle Mark.
Uncle Mark.
There he is.
Hey, okay, Marky. Flirting. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay to flirt. It actually spices up your marriage. My wife will point them out, like, if we're in the vault. She'll point them out, and I'll point them out for her, too. She says, if you go window shopping, as long as you buy the product at home, we're good.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the call. K92.3, so what were you telling us?
I think it's okay to flirt if it's for work. She's trying to make sales, and I know being in sales is tough. Sometimes you got to flirt to make the sale.
Oh, hey, so basically you got to play the part.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And I can, in my relationships, I can separate when my girl is doing it for some reason and when she's just trying to make me jealous.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Great point. Thanks for chiming in. Yeah.
K92.3, thanks for chiming in.
Good morning. This is Jen from Titusville.
Yeah, hey, Jen from Titusville. Okay, are you a flirt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm totally a flirt. I'm a huge flirt. I was in a controlling relationship and he couldn't handle it. But just because you flirt doesn't mean it's going anywhere else.
Wow, thank you so much for the call.
K92.3, hello.
I am April from Warren City.
Yeah, hey, April. Hey.
Hello. I say yes. I mean, innocent flirting is okay. I have a very flirtatious personality, and I just don't see anything wrong with it.
So how do you flirt?
Well, you know, I worked at a gas station in Osteen for years, and I was just always friendly, like, morning, just get to know people. And people just always assumed I was trying to get with somebody, just casual conversation, but with a smile. People
right.
think it's like
yeah.
over flirting, but it's not the case anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I feel like you're trying to come on to me over the phone.
My
yeah,
God.
Like,
he's married.
Yeah, it's
set
a little
him
much.
Straight, would you?
Obi and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.